Many behaviors have to do with culture. For example, a teacher who feels like a student is being disrespectful. You're looking at variations in tone. It may very well sound like aggression because the volume is high. And so you think that's aggression, but it's not aggression. It's part of the culture to elevate the talking. It can be part of the culture to talk at the same time. And it's not aggressive and it's not disrespectful. It's just what happens in the community, what happens at home. Also, looking directly at the teacher, the eyes may go over to the side, which means I'm not listening to you, but it's not disrespectful. It's just part of the culture. Speaking passionately also can be misconstrued. Sometimes the student may interject when the teacher's talking. That can be misconstrued also as being disrespectful. So it's a challenge to learn a new paradigm to get to know the students in this different culture. And you have to learn something about the environment, values, attitudes, and interactions of the culture in order to validate the culture. If you don't know those things, you won't be able to validate it because it's so different from your culture. You have to look at those non-majority populations and what their norms are. Usually, we look at the norm of the majority population. But if you're going to be teaching different children, you're going to have to know a little bit about their norms, especially if you think that behavior is misbehavior, but it's not misbehavior, it's behavior that is appropriate for that particular group.